Shalom to all. Today's office is Vachem Daf Lamed. Hey, we're starting Lamed Daf Lamed Beis at about 5 lines off for the bottom with the word Gufa. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basri Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amosh at Havin Aliyah. And we continue discussing something we had mentioned at the end of yesterday's Gemara Gufa. It was stated Tanya with Bryce Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda tells us Kais Echad Ha'im Malim Midama Teroyves. One cup was filled up with the blood of all the mixture that was on the floor of the Hazara. This is talking about Erev Pesach when there was many Karbanos Pesach that were shechted. There was a lot of blood that was on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a cup of blood is scooped up from that and sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Why is that? If the blood of the Kabbalah had fallen on the floor and was never sprinkled, it never had Zrika, it turns out that now he's Machshira, because now he scooped up some of that blood and did Zrika, so now the person is able to eat their Karim Pesach. That blood was never caught in a Kli. We're assuming right now that after Shechita went directly onto the floor, and we know from a previous Mishnah that such blood is not kosher for Zrika. So we asked him in Ayadi, how do you know that? They responded, Ella, Shemalay Niskalba Kli. Maybe it wasn't Niskalba in a Kli, so it's still not kosher. So Mulhani responds to them, Lamed Hamad off on top. Afani loy amarti ela kishen iskal bekli. I was only referring to blood that was for sure caught in a kli, not blood that fell on the floor directly. That's v'gufei min hayada. That itself. How does he know that? How does he know that the blood that he's scooping from the floor was originally in a kli and then it spilled? And the answer is kaihanim's reason. The kaihanim are conscientious. They're very careful with their avoda, and therefore we know that they for sure caught the blood in a kli. There's a couple of added words into the gears over here which are very helpful, and they're in the form of a question. Is reason hain if they're conscientious, they're very good with their avoda. Ishtebuchinam ilam ishtafech. So they shouldn't have spilled on the floor in the first place. And the answer to that is agav this reason, because they're zaris, because they're very good with the avoida, vavdin haya, and they do it very quickly, umishtapchin, that's why it ends up spilling. We have another question. Vali damatamsis mu'urvboy. There's damatamsis mixed in. We've mentioned this previously. There's two different types of dam. There's dama nefesh, which is the first spurt of blood that comes out. That's kosher for zrika, whereas damatamsis is not kosher for zrika. And there's damatamsis that's all over the floor of the azara, which is going to be scooped up in this kli. How is it kosher for zrika? And the answer is, Rabbi Hudul Tamir, Rizal Shitase Damar damatamsis kari dam. Heals dama tamsis is considered regular dam and it is allowed to be used for zrika. The time you have a raisa, dama tamsis bazhara, according to Tanakama, dama tamsis is only iser lav, but one is not chayv karis for eating it, he's just chayv alav, or as Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says bakaris, he's chayv karis if he eats it. So we see according to Rabbi Yehuda, dama tamsis is considered like regular blood, and we're assuming that means even regarding zrika, dama tamsis is allowed to be sprinkled. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Amar Blazer, Blazer says beferush, the mud Rabbi Yehuda in kapara, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in regards to kapara, she'enim a chaper, the dama tamsis can't be used for the kapara, can't be used for zrika. Shenem, because the pasuk says ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. That's a proper girsa. And what do we learn from here? Dam shanefesh yoytzabai kari dam. Dam that the nefesh of the animal goes out with that dam. That's called dam. It's allowed to be used for zrika. Sheina nefesh yoytzabai ain kari dam. But if the nefesh doesn't go out with this dam, it's not called dam and it can't be used for zrika. And that's referring to damatamsis. So we see that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that damatamsis is problematic for zrika. How could this blood that scooped up from the floor be able to be used? El or rather, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda tamir Rabbi Yisrael shitasei to Amar. He says ain dam vatal dam. One blood can't be mevatel other blood. So when he scoops up blood from the floor of the Azara, even though there's a little bit of Dama Nefesh and a lot of Dama Tamsis, and Dama Tamsis is not allowed to be used, it's still not mevatel the Dama Nefesh, and therefore this is valid Zrika. Now this is all Rabbi Yehuda defending himself, his own Shita. Now it's his turn to ask questions. Amalan Rabbi Yehuda asked them, L'divreichem, according to you, that we can't use any blood from the floor, Lama Paikin Azara. So how do they plug up the Azara? We've mentioned previously there's something called the Amo, which is like a channel or a canal that ran out of the Azara. And we know from Mishnah Sim Sachim that they would plug up this channel, this canal, so that none of the blood could escape. So he's asking them, why not? According to you, you can't use the blood anyway. Why not unplug it and allow all the blood to run out the hole? So Amar Levi told him, Shavachul b'nei Aaron, it's a praise for the b'nei Aaron, for the Kehanim, Shehalchu adakarusei medam, that they go doing the avoida up until their knees in blood, Erev Pesach. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? V'adam have chatzitza. Dam is chatzitza. It's an interposition. It's a break in between their feet and the floor. And we know there's not allowed to be chatzitza. So where it says, no, the lachu, it's moist. Chatzitza is not chatzitza. Denan, real tzitan, you have a braisa. Hadam, blood, vadyoyin, ink, vadvash, and honey, vachalav, and milk, yivation, if they're dry, chatzin, so they're chatzitza, balachin, if they're moist, ain't chatzin, they're not chatzitza. We have another question though. Welcome to Tavsi Manayhu. If the blood is going to be all the way up until their knees, that means that their big day kahuna are getting stained with blood, and that's a problem, because with Tanan, it's really vatan, you have a braisa. Hoyu begadim tushtashin, if a kind's clothing was dirty, vavadavai doesn't, he did avoid up, so let's puzzle. And chitim, if you want to suggest, the middleluhu, that they just lifted up their begadim, so they didn't get blood stained, that's also a problem, because Vatanya of Ebraisa tells us, quoting a pasuk, midai, really it's midai vad, the description of the big day kahuna. What do we learn from this word midai? Kem midasai. It has to be exactly his midai, his measurement. Shaloyachsev shaloyoser, that's not going to be too short or too long. It has to be just perfect. So they can't do that vaida, lifting up their garments so that they don't get blood stained. The Gemara answers no, but lachasei varim lekevesh lava vaidahi. It's talking specifically about bringing the varim to the ramp, then that's not considered an official avaida. So it's in this part of the vaida that they they would lift up their garments so that they don't get bloodstained and they're up to their knees in blood, which is a great praise for them. Ask the Gemara of a light, that's not considered Havaida. Vatan, you have a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Vehekrav HaKayin is HaKayil, and the Kayin will mak of everything. What's this talking about? Zu HaLachas Eivarim LeKevesh is referring to bringing the Eivarim to the ramp, and so we see this is considered regular Havaida. The Gemara answers, El HaLachas Eitzim Maracha Delav Havaida Hi. It's referring to the Kayhanim bringing wood to the Maracha, the fire on the Mizbeach. That's not considered Havaida, so during that, they're allowed to pick up their garments so they're up to their knees in blood. The Gemara asks another question though, Ula Havaida Hechi Ozli, but what about regular Havaida? They're doing the regular Havaida, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, whatever it is they have to do that's considered Havaida, means they're going to be walking up until their knees in blood and their clothing's going to be getting dirty. How is that permitted? And the answer is, Ozliya Itztabi, they walk on Itztabi, which is stone protrusions coming out of the floor of the Azara. Basically, they're either hopping or jumping or walking from one stone protrusion to another, and this is not considered a Chatzitza because since these stones are built into the floor of the Azara, it's like they're on the floor of the Azara, but they're also elevated above the blood, that way they're not getting dirty. And on to another Mishnah, continue to discuss the psulim of Chosas Mane Chosam Kaimai. Hashoich Nasa Zevach, Somru Shechsa Karbon, Lechol Davar Shein Darko Lechol, with intention that he's going to eat something that's not normal to eat, or Ulahakter Davar Shein Darko Lahakter, with intention that he's going to be makter something that's not normal to be makter. And he has a thought of Chosas Mane Chosam Kaimai, kosher, it's perfectly kosher, because as we learned in the previous Mishnah, the only psul of Pigol, if it's something that's normal to eat or normal to be makter. However, Blezer Paisel, Reblezer Pasels. Another case, let's say his intention was Lechol Davar Shein Darko Lechol, Ulahakter Davar Shein Darko Lahakter, so to eat something that's normal to eat, or to makter something that's normal to makter, but it was Pachas Mikazayas. His intention was he's going to do this to lessen a kazayas. Chutzlis Mane, kosher, it's kosher. Also, Lechol Kachatzi Zayas, Ulahakter Chatzi Zayas. His intention of Chutzlis Mane was that he's going to eat half a kazayas and that he's going to be makter half a kazayas. Kosher in this case is kosher as well. She'ein Achil Vaktar Mitzdarfin, because Achil and Aktara are not Mitzdarif. Another case, Hashakna Zevach Wonu Shechsa Karbon, with intention, Lechol Kazayas Minar, to eat a kazayas of the hide, or Mina Roitev, from the juices, Umina Kipa, from that which sinks to the bottom of the pot, is a different meat and sediment, Umin Ha'alol, from the sinew of the neck, which is very hard and it's not edible, or Umin Ha'atzamois, from the bones which are not edible, Umin Ha'gidin, from other sinews that aren't edible, Umin Ha'karnaim, from the horns, Umin Ha'tlofaim, from the hooves, and his intention was that this achil is going to be done, Chutzlis Manoi, or V'chutzlim Kaimai, kosher, it's perfectly kosher, because these are things that are not normal to eat. And furthermore, V'in Chayavan Alei Mishon Pigol V'Nosir V'Tamei, one's not Chayav or Pigol Nosir V'Tamei. In other words, let's say this carbon was Pigol, and he ate one of these things, he's not Chayav Karis for eating Pigol, because these things are not considered normal to be eaten. Also, if it was a regular carbon and part of the carbon remained past the time that's allowed to be eaten, that's called noisar, and he eats one of these things, he's not chayv kares because these are not normal to be eaten. And tame as well. If he is tame and he eats one of these things, he's not chayv because again, these things aren't normal to be eaten. Similarly says the Mishnah, hashechas hamukdashin, one who shechs mukdashin, and this term is always reserved for female carbonos, a female animal. And his intention was lechol shlil, to eat the fetus or the shilia, which is often translated as the afterbirth. Maybe this is the placenta, and his intention was to eat it. Bachot, meaning chotzos manoi, loy pigel. That's not mefagel a carbon, because these things aren't considered part of the zevach, part of the carbon. Also, hamalikas a tyrin. If he does malika to a turtle dove, this is one of the birds that's used as a carbon in the base of mikdash, and we know that birds are not shechted with a knife. Rather, malika is done to them. So he did malika to this tar, and his intention was lechol beitzein bachot. He's going to eat the egg of this bird. Chotzos manoi, loy pigel. That's also not mefagel a carbon, because the eggs are not considered part of the carbon. In these cases as well, chalev mukdashin ubeitzei tyrin, regarding the milk that comes from this female animal, or the eggs that come from this bird, ain't chayav only mishum pigol v'noser v'tamei here as well. If the carbon was pigol and he ate one of these things, he's not chayav for eating pigol. And if the carbon became nicer and he ate one of these things, he's not chayav for eating nicer. And if he was tamei and he ate one of these things, he's not chayav for that, because again, these are not considered part of the carbon, so they don't have this psul on them. And we discuss this din we just mentioned later on in the Mishnah. Amar Blazer says pigel bezevach nispagel hashlil. If he was mefagel the carbon itself, so the shlil itself is included in that. Whereas b'shlil lo nispagel hazevach. If he was mefagel the shlil, which means he had in mind that he's going to do something chutzlis mani to it, so the carbon itself is not nispagel. That's because Reb Elazar holds that the shlil actually is part of the zevach. Therefore, when the carbon itself becomes pigol, that affects the shlil, but the shlil is not part and parcel enough of it that if he just has machshav regarding the shlil, that's going to be mefagel the carbon. Reb Elazar tells us another two more cases. Pigel ba'olol nispagel mura. This is talking about a bird carbon. If he was mefagel the olol, which is a sinew in the neck, which by a bird is able to be eaten because it's very soft, so that's mefagel the mura, which is the crop, is part of the bird's digestive system, and it's not really roi la'achila. However, mura, if he has a pigol thought by the mura, lo nispagel olol, that's not mefagel the olol. Lastly, and this is the main case we're going to be focusing on in the Gemara, pigol by murin nispagel parim. If he was mefagel the murim, this will be mefagel the par. Whereas by parim lo nispagel the murim, if he was mefagel the par, the murim are not nispagel. What's this referring to? So this is talking about parim hanisrafim, bulls which are burned. For example, par kain gadol, which is brought by a kain gadol in certain situations, none of the carbon is eaten. Some parts are burned on the mizbeach, such as the yisrael Yerushalayim are covered in the Klayos, whereas the majority of it is taken outside Yerushalayim and burned there. As we just learned, that if you use Mefagel the Imurin, which are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, they are subject to Pigol, and therefore that's going to be Mefagel the Par, the meat which is supposed to be burned. If somebody eats from that meat, they're going to be Chayav Kares, where if you use Mefagel the Par, he had a thought of Chotzos Mani regarding the meat which is supposed to be burned outside Yerushalayim, that's not Mefagel the Imurin, because that meat is not able to be eaten anyway. Now the bottom line Chiddush of Rav Elazar is as follows, that Mispagel Afal Pi She'enoi Mefagel, something could become Pigol, even though it can't make something else Pigol. In all these cases, a Machshava Chotzos Mani for A is Mefagel B, but the same Machshava for B is not Mefagel A. So we see that B is Mispagel, even though it is not Mefagel. And now we're going to try to prove this, ask questions on it, and then prove it again. So here's the first attempt at Raya. Lame say, Lay, let's say this Raya for a Belazar. We have a Brass that tells us Veshavan, they both agree. We'll explain this in a moment. She'im Chishi Vachilos Parim, Vesoy Fasan, that if he had a Machshava regarding the eating of the Parim or burning them, Lassavoy Klum, that doesn't have any effect at all. Now this is a small part of a broader Machlaikis between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim regarding if Pigol applies at all to Parim Hanisrafim that we just mentioned. Rabbanan say, yes, it does, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't. But then the Brisa we just quoted states that the Chum agree regarding these two things that Chutzlas Mani by them does not make them Pigol. Now pay attention, these two things that we just mentioned were Achilas Parim, which is regarding eating the meat that's supposed to be burned outside Yerushalayim, and so first means regarding burning them that he has Machshava that he's going to do Chutzlas Mani. And again, that's Loyas Veloy Klum, that's nothing. What's a deek from there? My love, Hachishiv Beimurim Nispaglu Parim, that if he had a Machshava regarding the Emurim, which are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, and so if he had a Machshava Chutzlas Mani regarding that, then it will be Mefagel the rest of the meat of the par, and that's clearly like Rebbe Elazar. And a Machshava regarding A will be Mefagel B, but a Machshava regarding B will not be Mefagel A. The Gemara says, Loy, that's not the proper diuk. Lamani Hon Beis on the top. Rather, what is the proper diuk? Ha, Chishiv Beimurim Nispaglu Emurim Atzman. That if he had a Machshava regarding the Emurim, so that's Mefagel the Emurim, but it's not Mefagel the rest of the meat that's supposed to be burned. So that's not a Raya for Rebbe Elazar. We continue Tashma with another attempted Raya. This is a Mishnah Mesechs Me'ilo that tells us as follows. So we're still talking about these Parman Asrafim. Moilin Bahen, Misha Hoktashu. One could technically be over Me'ila with them once they become Hektesh. Nishchatu. Once they become Shechted, Hokshuli Pasal. Now they become prepared that they could become Pasal by the following. Betvul Yoim, if a Tvul Yoim touches them, Uchazar Kippurim. Somebody who doesn't yet have their Kapara, so they're also Tame. If they touch it, they'll Pasal it. And Ubalina, if it's left overnight, that also Pasals it. Now we're focusing on this last one. My Lav Lina's Basar. Isn't this referring to the meat itself of these Parman Asrafim? If it's left overnight, that Pasals. And Ushmamino, what do we learn from here? Migu the Pasal Belina, Pasal Bamachshava. This becomes Pasal with Lina itself. If the meat is left overnight, the meat becomes Pasal. So if a person has a Machshava that he's going to leave it overnight, which is the same concept as Pigol, which is Chutzlas Manai, so that also Pasals. So we see from like Rebbe Elazar, then a Machshava does have an effect on it. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not the proper diuk. Linus Emurim. It's talking about regarding the Emurim themselves. If he leaves those over and doesn't burn them on the Mizbeach, so that's Mefagel them. But it doesn't have anything to do with the Basar, it's supposed to be burned outside Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Hamiktani Seifa, from the fact that it is safer in the Mishnah, tells us as follows. Kulan Moilin Bohen Al Beis Hadashen Achiyuta Chabasar, that with all of these, one could be over Me'il with them up until they're totally burned on the Beis Hadashen. As we see, they were clearly talking about the Basar, the meat that's supposed to be burned, not the Emurim. Mechal Duresha Lina's Basar, that's Mashma, that Duresha as well is talking about Lina's Basar, not the Emurim. So it seems to be a right for Blazar. The Gemara asked, Midi Irya, was this really so? Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Each one is like it is. Roisha Emurim is safe of Basar. Therefore, we do not have Raya for Rebbe Elazar. The Gemara continues, now trying to disprove Rebbe Elazar. Must have Rabba. Rabba asks a question. We have a Brisa, which we're going to bring up later on the Gemara as well. And it tells us, Ve'ilu she'ein mefaglin, ve'ein mispalgin. The following things cannot create pigol, and they cannot become pigol. Tzemer shebrashei kvasim, the wool that's on the head of a lamb, v'sar shebzkan tiyashim, the hair that's in the beard of a male goat, v'ha'ar, and the hide of the animal, v'ha'raitev, and the gravy, v'ha'kipa, and the spices and meat that sink to the bottom of the pot, v'ha'alol, and the thick gid in the neck, which is not edible, v'hamura, and the crop of a bird, va'atzamais, and the bones, va'gidim, and sinews, va'karnayim, and the horns, va'tlafayim, and the hooves, va'shlil, and the fetus. Pay attention to that because we're going to bring it up. Va'shilya, and the afterbirth, v'chalev hamukdashin, and the milk that's in the udders of a female carbon, ubeitzei tyrin, and the eggs of turtle doves that are found inside it, kulan loy mefaglin, v'loy mispalgin, that all of them cannot create pigol, meaning if a person has machshava chutzlas mani regarding them, that doesn't make the carbon pigol, and also v'loy mispalgin, they cannot become pigol if there's machshava regarding the rest of the carbon, which makes the rest of the carbon pigol. These things are not pigol because they're not edible, they're not considered part of the carbon. The Brisa also says, if the carbon does become pigol, these things one is not going to be chayav pigol for, or nicer, or if he's tamei eats it, he's not going to be chayav because again they're not part of the carbon. And lastly, if he brings any of these things up, he burns them outside where they're allowed to be burned, so he's pater because again they're not part of the carbon, so he's not going to be chayav for that. Now here's a diak, which is going to be the question of Rebbe Elazar. My love, isn't the Brisa telling us that the thought of chutzos mind regarding these things is not going to be mefagel the carbon itself? And They're not going to become pigle because of the zavach. If the carbon becomes pigle, these things are not pigle. That's clearly not like Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says loy. That's not the proper way to understand the brayso. Loy mefaglin es hazavach, loy mespaglin machmas atzmon. Machshavah chutzas mani regarding them is not going to mefagle the carbon, and they cannot become pigle themselves. So he has a thought of chutzas mani regarding any of these things. These things themselves don't become pigle, but we still can understand the brayso as saying like Rabbi Elazar that if he has machshavas pigle regarding the rest of the carbon, these things do become pigle. Has the Gemara yachav. That's really so. Hadik tani seifa from the fact that brayso repeats itself at the end. Kulan loy mefaglin loy mespaglin. Hasu lamali. Why does that have to be repeated? It must be it's being repeated to tell us, not like Rabbi Elazar, that these things cannot become pigle at all. Ask the Gemara, l'tamech, according to you, in chayavon olav mishon pigle, when the brayso repeats itself all the way at the end, that one can't be chay because of pigle for these things, hasu lamali, why does that have to be repeated? That's evident from the earlier part of the brayso. Ella, you must answer, ayid b'ayil misno noiser v'tameh, since the brayso mentioned that these things are not subject to the surim of noiser and tameh, so tana pigle, it also mentions pigle, even though we don't really need to say pigle. Hachanami, so too over here, in regards to your question, Rabbi Elazar, ayid b'ayil misni hamala man b'chutz, since the brass has to say, if somebody brings these things up, he's makter them outside the base of Mikdash, he's not chai for that. So Tarnami, that's what it also teaches, v'kulon le mifaglin v'le mispaglin, and even though it's redundant, it's just for the style Shabbai, and it's not trying to teach us a different din, therefore this is actually not a disproof to Rabbi Elazar. So we flip back the other way, trying to bring a raya for Rabbi Elazar, Rava Amar, Rava says, afananayim tanino, we actually learned in our Mishnah, just like Rabbi Elazar. What does the Mishnah say? Ha'shoichas ha'mukdashin lechol shlil ha'shlil b'chutz. If someone shechlin mukdashin, which is a female animal, with the intention that he's going to eat the shlil or shilya outside of meaning chutzlus manoi, loy pigel, that's not befagel the carbon. And also the Mishnah says, v'amalikas atarim lechol beitzein b'chutz, loy pigel, if one does malika to a turtle dove with the intention that he's going to eat the eggs, chutzlus manoi, that's also not befagel it. No, but then v'hadar tani, the Mishnah then says, chalevi mukdashin u beitzei tyrin, in chayovin olay mishon pigel nurse of a tame. That's specifically regarding these two things, milk from a carbon or the eggs from his bird, one's not going to be chayv pigel nurse of a tame. But that's mashma, ha, shlil v'shilya, chayovin. That specifically in regards to a shlil and shilya, one would be chayv pigel for. Now, technically, that seems to contradict the statement right before in the Mishnah that tells us that shlil and shilya is not mefagel. El lav shma mino must be telling us kan machmas zevach, kan machmas atzman. The one's talking about because of the carbon, one's talking about because of themselves. Shma mino, that's a right for Rabbi Elazar. Namely, the first part of Mishnah when it tells us that regarding shlil and shilya, there's no pigel. That means if he has a thought of pigel, dafka regarding shlil and shilya, that's not mefagel the carbon. And the last part of the Mishnah, which teaches us based off his mashmais that it is subject to pigel, that's referring to when he has a machshava chutzas mani regarding the rest of the carbon. So pigel does apply to the shlil and shilya, and that's clearly like Rabbi Elazar, then machshava pigel by B doesn't passel A, but by A does passel B. Good raya. The Gemara continues with something else, and it's going to bring up this brisa that we brought previously. Tanan Hossam, we have a mission over there, which is later on in the Masechta, Ubali Mumin, regarding an animal that has a mom, Rabbi Kiva Machshir Bali Mumin. Rabbi Kiva is Machshir with Bali Mumin. Now, what's this referring to? So, this is a whole concept called Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Certain carbonists are not allowed to be placed on the Mizbeach because of Psol. Nonetheless, the mission teaches if they were put up, Im Alu are not taken down, Lo Yerdu, because the Mizbeach was Makadesh them. Others, though, are completely puzzle and have to be removed from the Mizbeach even though they were put up there. Now, regarding Bali Mumin, Rabbi Kiva tells us they're kosher, and once they were put up on the Mizbeach, they're not taken down. Now, Rabbi Rabba Amriyachanon, Rabbi Rabba, quoting Rabbi Yechanan, clarifies, Loi Hechshir Rabbi Kiva El Bedukan Shabbayin. First of all, Rabbi Kiva is only Machshir's Bali Mumin if we're talking about a small mum in the eye or some other small mum like that. Hayuk Sharon Ba'ifais, since such a mum is kosher by a bird, so too, Bidi Eved, if we had a regular animal that had such a mum and it was already put on the Mizbeach, we're not going to take it down. However, qualification of this is, Vuhusha Kalamigdation is Mumon. That's only if he was makdashit, he made it a carbon before the mum was developed. My Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva does agree, but Oilas Nakeva, that if designated a female animal to be an Oila, the commander called the mum like Desha Dami, that's considered like its mum came before he was makdashit. Now it doesn't actually have a physical blemish, doesn't have a mum, but we know that a Nakeva can't be an Oila. But he's basically saying that a Nakeva designated as an Oila is like it had a mum beforehand and it's totally possible, and even if it's put on the Mizbeach, it's going to be taken down. So now Master Zerah asks as follows. We had quoted this brisa before that tells us, Hamala Mehen Bachutz Pater. If someone's makter any of these things outside the base of Mikdash, he's pater. One of these things mentioned was the shlil, the fetus. That's mashma, hameimon chayiv, that if he brings up from the mother itself outside, he would be chayiv. How would that be possible? Ba'ilas nekeva, with a female oila. Because the only thing that could have a fetus is a female. So based on our dik, we see that one would be chayiv for burning an oilas nekeva outside the base of Mikdash, and mainly we see that an oilas nekeva is technically valid, at least bidiyaved, to be brought as a carbon. Now, iyam b'shlom aksav rabbi kiva oilas nekeva im also light tirade. If you want to say Rabbi Kiva holds that Oilas Nekeva, once it was put up on the Mizbeach, we're not going to take it down. So Hamani, who this above Brisa be? Rabbi Kiva, you'd be Rabbi Kiva. Eliyamritim also tirade. But if you want to say, like we just quoted before, that Rabbi Kiva holds, even if an Oilas Nekeva was put on the Mizbeach, it's going to be taken down. Hamani, who's this above Brisa like? As not like Rabbi Kiva, and it's definitely not like the Rabbanon, because Rabbanon are much more machmir than Rabbi Kiva. So who would it be like? It must be that it's like Rabbi Kiva, and this explanation of she's Rabbi Kiva, that the Ayis Nekeva that's put up on the Mizbeach is going to be taken down, is not correct. So Gemara says, no, we have to re-understand the Braisa. And we should really say as follows. The Braisa tells us, Hamala Mehan Bechot, Pater. If someone's mala one of these things outside Beis HaMikdash, he's Pater. And the proper Mashmais is as follows, Ha, Me'emure Iman Chayiv. That's Mashma, that if the Emurim of the mother are burned outside, then he's Chayiv. And that's not referring to an Oila, that could be referring to a Chatas and a Shlamim, which are able to be in the Keva. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Ha, Mehen Ketani. It says clearly in the Braisa, from them, the Iman Domidit Hu. And that means that the Diok of their mother, which would be Pasol, is just like them. And it means from them, not the Emurim, meaning from the meat itself. So it has to be talking about the oil of an akeva. The Gemara says, you're right, we have a different understanding, Ela Ema. What I should really say is as follows, Hamala Meimurehen Bachutz, Pater, one who brings from the Emurim of the Shlil, of the fetus outside their Pater. We're not talking about the fetus itself, we're talking about the Emurim of the fetus. If one burns those outside, he's Pater. And the Mashmai says, Hameimure Iman Chayiv, that if the Emurim of the mother are brought outside, then he is Chayiv. And again, that could be referring to a Chatos or Shlam that could be an akeva. And there's no Mashmai that's able to be made regarding an Oilas Nekeva. It turns out that we have no question on Rabbi Yechon's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Kiva from this Braisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. Continue to discuss this Pesul Chutzos Manoi. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.